That brings us to agenda item 6.7, report and possible discussion on agency communication and information. I have a couple of things to tell you before we get into any reports. The lower and upper Brazos flood planning groups, you've heard that they have, the lower has appointed a liaison to our group. Mr. Collinsworth has agreed to give us a report on those, if there is a report at each meeting. And then I also appointed Mr. Collinsworth to be our representative on a Texas Water Development Board's study quantifying reservoir yield. They are trying to evaluate the impact of significant drought events on reservoir yield, and they wanted stakeholder participation in the design and the review of study. So I appointed Mr. Collinsworth to serve on that, and he will give us updates on that until that is completed. So with that, do you have anything on either one of those? And then we'll get to the others.
Flood planning?
Yeah.
So flood planning first. The upper Brazos had their pre-planning meeting, I think it was yesterday or Monday. And then the lower Brazos Region 8 regional flood planning group pre-meeting will be tomorrow, virtually at 10 o'clock. So you can go to lowerbrazosflood.org and get more information on that. As far as the firm yield studies go, I believe the title of the study is Reservoir Firm Yield Uncertainty. So we're following along very closely with that. The status is, as of this morning, Water Development Board is doing their literature review and methodology review, and we'll be getting comments out to stakeholders soon. And then they will begin working on task two, which is developing the hydrology, and then task three, modeling drought exposure due to uncertainty. So I will keep the group informed on where the Water Development Board is on that study.
Okay. Any questions for David? Gail, do you have anything from Interregional Council, Planning Council?
Yes, two quick points. I think Gene Devlin did a wonderful job describing where we're going. The Interregional Council is trying to find ways to early assess possible coordination of water use within a region and also in neighboring regions. Now, that having been said, I will now mention a tried and true governmental approach. No money for whatever you do. So funding is still a great big old question mark. At the same time, I wanted to repeat one thing that Gene said, and that is, at a minimum during the pre-planning meeting, which we are going to discuss a little bit later, it must include a deliberate discussion on how the planning group will conduct inter-regional coordination and collaboration regarding water management strategies during the development of the 2026 regional water plan. And for Corello, that also means understanding who our stakeholders are, what our interests are, and how we issue spot them early to make sure we don't end up in a Donnybrook with another region over how to use a water supply. I think the Texas Water Development Board executive administrator really doesn't want that kind of opportunity coming across his or her desk. And to the extent that we can issue spot it early, that becomes just a feather in our cap. And that's the report.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? TDA, Texas Parks Wildlife Department, Texas State Soil Water Conservation Board, BBAS, Judge Spurgeon, if you're still there, do you have anything?
I do. BBAS is fixing to ramp back up. We've been kind of dormant for about 6 years waiting for some studies to be done and completed, and that's wrapping up. So we're scheduling a meeting, attempting to, around August the 4th. We've got several vacancies that we're going to be filling. One of those would have been Phil Ford's position, as well as Tommy O'Brien on municipality. And so we are going to be soliciting new nominations for any vacancies that we've had. And I've talked to David Collinsworth, and I think we have a nominee to represent river authorities, but we have to go through that process of accepting nominations. So if you know someone that's interested in environmental flows that fits one of those categories, we need those people to make application when it's open. So thanks for the opportunity.